So refuge, which we spoke about last week a bit, is the heart of orienting ourselves toward a path of practice in a way that suggests that that path that we take on, or tradition, or teachings, or practice, or community, all of these, is in a profound way a radically different way of being in the world than what we may have been taught to run around in search of experiences and things and material security. Refuge suggests that while material security may be an illusion, there is actually a profound security or safety to be found through this process of cultivating the heart and mind. And we do so in the presence of supportive teaching. This is the refuge in Buddha. Supportive teachings and methods, the teaching of Dhamma, the refuge in Dhamma, and supportive community of friends and practitioners, the refuge in Sangha. So we'll just chant these. This is on the front of the page where it says a Theravada Buddhist daily practice. And some of you will know some of these, and they'll be new to some of y'all. And we'll just do them in call and response, one line at a time. I'll say a tiny bit about them, about each chant before we do it. And it's just a few minutes. So if this is quite new to you, feel free to just experiment and read the words and sing them a little bit and see what that feels like. If this is not your cup of kombucha, then you just keep meditating. That's great. And if refuge is something that really moves your heart in orienting toward practice, then really let yourself kind of hear or taste the words in Pali, the ancient Buddhist language. These chants are chanted every day in the traditions that use this language, really for the past perhaps 2,500 years, at least for several hundred in their modern incarnation. So a short refuge puja will also take the five ethical precepts. So we just came through the new moon, and it is now yin fire rooster year. We've come out of the yang fire monkey year. And mostly we're saying good riddance to it. Mm-hmm. So may the rooster wake you up and be kind to the hearts of everyone. So, beginning with honoring the Triple Jewel, homage to the Buddha, and going for refuge. The prayer gesture is optional. I do it. You can do it or not as you like. I'll sing each line, and then you sing it back. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivadami. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivadami. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Svakato Bhagavata Dhammo. Dhammang namasami, dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho. Sanghang namami, sanghang namami.
And I'll just read the English. The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakened. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Sing the homage to the Buddha. This one we'll do once in call and response and then twice all together. Namo tassa bhagavato.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Arahato sammasambuddhassa. All together. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa.
I bow to the Blessed One, accomplished, fully self-awakened. So this is the formal taking of refuge in Buddha, the historical Buddha and teacher, and the true nature or Buddha nature in all things, ourselves of course included, taking refuge in the Dhamma or Dharma, the teachings of the Buddha and of the wise ones, and then the truth of the way things are, always already present. And the refuge in Sangha or community, the community of practitioners within the lineage who have perfected themselves or are in the process of perfecting themselves. And then more broadly, our community of practitioners, and even more broadly, the community or Sangha of all beings everywhere, indivisible. So again, each line. This one we do three times, and the second time we put the word dutiyampi in front of each one, which means for the second time, and then the third time we put the word tatiyampi in front of each one, meaning for the third time. So, call and response.
Buddhang saranam gacchami. Buddhang saranam gacchami. Dhammang saranam gacchami. Dhammang saranam gacchami. Sanghang saranam gacchami. Sanghang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranam gacchami. Ti sarana gamana nititam. Ti sarana gamana nititam.
We go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha again and again. And we have gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. And lastly, we'll take or refresh the five ethical precepts. These are the guidelines to protect life or draw back from causing harm as much as we can. The guideline to protect boundaries by not taking that which isn't offered to us. The guideline to protect and nurture the flow of sexual energy by expressing our sexuality in ways that are wise and wholesome. The guideline to use speech mindfully and wisely in the benefit of kindness and goodness and well-being. And then the precept not to intoxicate the mind with substances that cause heedlessness and recklessness. So, the five ethical precepts, and then again I'll read them in English. And call and response. Panatipata veramani. Panatipata veramani.
Sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Adinnadanna vairamani.
Adinnadanna vairamani.
Sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Kame sumi chachara.
Kame sumi chachara.
Vairamani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Vairamani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Musavada vairamani.
Musavada vairamani.
Sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Suramiraya.
Suramiraya.
Majjhapamadatana.
Majjhapamadatana.
Vairamani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Vairamani sikkhapadang sammadhiyami.
Idam me silam.
Idam me silam.
Magapalanyanasa.
Magapalanyanasa.
Pachayo ho tu.
Pachayo ho tu.
Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to express my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud the mind. Through sila, or the ethical practices, may I realize the path and fruit of practice. And as we always do, our sitting, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, may all beings be at peace. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu.
Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti.
Everyone be safe.